Some medical waste is not allowed in landfills. Things like used bandages and syringes, prescription drugs, and hazardous chemicals have to be separated and treated. Most of these materials end up in incinerators, which emit dioxins and other toxic substances. The U.S. Director of Environmental Health and Safety, Michelle Johnson, says public concern about Stericycle's emissions led the university to reconsider how it disposes of medical waste.
Of course, we're paying attention to what's happened as far as the concerns with Stericycle. And so that just initiated for us just to be prudent and look at our processes here for the generation of medical waste and where it goes.
Johnson says the U is exploring alternatives to using Stericycle's incinerator, but she says each strategy comes with benefits and costs. The U could ship the waste out of state or use another hazardous waste incinerator in Aragonite, Utah. But she says that could potentially cost three times as much as Stericycle.
We've got to be able to validate to our taxpayers that we're being fiscally responsible with the funding that we receive.
Officials with Intermountain Healthcare told KUER that they're exploring alternate technologies and taking steps to reduce the need for incineration, but in the meantime are continuing to work with Stericycle. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.